Thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. Okay, if the BPP were Baywatch and the internet was a girl in a bikini pulled out of the water, the most would be the thing Hasselhoff was listening for when he put his ear to her mouth. It's how she knows she's alive.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the most emailed, most viewed, most everything stories on the internet. And our producers are here to talk about it. Not in bikinis. It's the most.
Oh, that was
although,
funny.
Dan, I'd pay to see you in a bikini, maybe. I'd pay
thanks.
Money for that.
You don't have to pay.
I'd pay money not to see that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, right. I think I can make more money by getting people not to see it.
The beard, especially.
Yeah, seriously. Yahoo News most emailed. We'll just keep right on rolling here. Yep. I got a little punchline logjam from that last topic. Yahoo News most emailed story: cemetery full. Mayor tells locals not to die. That's right. This is taking place in southwest France. The mayor of a village has threatened residents with severe punishment if they die. Because there's no room left in the overcrowded cemetery. So he issued an ordinance posted in the council offices telling the 260 residents of the village of Sarpouronx.
Just say what the accent works.
Right, and the ordinance says, all persons not having a plot in the cemetery and wishing to be buried in Sarpouronx are forbidden from dying in the parish. And it added, offenders will be severely punished.
So, what is severely punished after you're dead?
Yeah, I guess up to and including death. It's a punishment. I don't know what. But this mayor, Gérard Lalanne, he celebrated his 70th birthday yesterday, and he's standing for election for a seventh term. So he's been around. So I think he knows his town.
Does he have his plot reserved?
That's a great question, Caitlin. And clearly, Reuters dropped the ball on this story. I can't tell you that.
Caitlin Kenny, since you piped in, why don't you go next?
Mine is from the Times of London, and it's about Britain's first official Bollywood acting school, opening in the West London suburb of Yearling. Students will learn martial arts, yoga, dance music, and if they need it, Hindi, because the school is open to all students of international backgrounds. And it's a spinoff from a very famous Bollywood actor's school called the Actors Prepares. This is the first international branch. He's in a lot of well-known Bollywood movies, like my favorite, Pride and Prejudice. Mm-hmm. I don't know if anyone's seen it. It's great. But Bollywood's getting really big. They brought in $5 billion in revenue last year. So it's just really, really growing.
I would totally go to that school.
It's a good story.
It sounds cool.
Ian.
You know, this is there are a few songs from the 90s that you can get in just a couple notes. Let's hit this. That's right. It's No Rain. This is a most emailed from the Los Angeles Times. And you know, tragically, Shannon Hoon, the lead of Blind Melon, died in 95. And the band, you know, kind of struggling, haven't known what to do.
Trisha's tap dancing, literally. She's doing the B-girl.
She's doing the B-girl dance.
Tap dance.
She's actually wearing a B-suit, not a bikini. The band, of course, fell apart when Shannon Hoon died. Turns out they're getting back together, and it's kind of a heartwarming story. The guys, they had a studio, the guitarist had a studio, and Atlantic Records sent over this kid named Travis Warren, the original idea had been to, you know, make this guy his own thing. This guy is a lot like Shannon Hoon. He's, he sings like him, he kind of looks like him. Turns out he's also just like a compulsive Blind Melon fan. He has a 10-inch tattoo of Shannon Hoon on his back. And they're trying to revive the band with this kid at the front. They are gearing up for a 6-month tour. They're putting together a new album. It's not going to be like a Blind Melon cover album, cover band. They're actually making new music. So
our 6 degrees of separation with Blind Melon.
Oh,
please.
I bought my house in Woodstock from the guitarist of Blind Melon.
Oh, but the music's going away. Yeah. Can we hear a little bit? Yeah, that's.
He had actually, there's a little tiny guest cottage that was his studio. And I had to take down all the foam off the wall so my friends wouldn't think they were staying over it in like a
so
cave.
So cool, though.
So he's a really nice guy. So I email him, we stay in email contact. So maybe we'll get them in the studio.
Guest tickets.
Oh, that's
all right.
Listen.
That could happen. Hi, Rogers, if you're listening, by the way. Rachel, for you.
Yeah, the headline of my most piece is MRE Makeover. Army unveils a new menu for soldiers. This is one of the most emailed at CNN.com. MREs are... These are the meals that are made ready to eat for our U.S. military forces. That's what their MRE stands for, meals ready to eat. These things are not good. They are historically disgusting.
You've tasted these? Yeah.
I have had these. They are simply a utilitarian kind of product. It's just to get calories into soldiers on the front lines. And they're notoriously really rotten. And so the Army is really trying to make these things a more delicious experience. And so they've come up with all kinds of delicious new things to incorporate into the... They're supposed to be easy to eat, high protein, high carbohydrate foods that soldiers can just stuff into their bags. So they're in little... They're making them in little pouches now instead of the trays, so they can just go and open them and
down them. Yeah, they look a little
bit
like astronaut pouches.
Astronaut
like
food.
Sort of silver
Same
mylar.
Same kind of idea.
It's kind of like Tasty Delight, you know, those Indian...
I love Tasty Delight.
Yeah.
Boil in the bag.
Right. Well, yeah. Sometimes I just eat it raw.
Yeah, you just eat them raw. So they've got things on the menu. Pepperoni pocket sandwich, bacon cheddar pocket, tuna, beef jerky, wheat bread, cheese spread, applesauce, and several power bars. Even caffeine gum.
You know what? If you put pocket after something, it immediately tastes better.
Pocket.
Bacon. You want to go, Matt, or do you want me to go?
I'll go.
Okay.
I'll go.